Hello, this is Carissa from the channel Book Reviews and More Awesome Podcasts, and today I will be bringing to you my top 10 favorite warrior cats. The Warrior series is an amazing collection about cats, created by the even more amazing Erin Hunter team. Well, without further ado, let's get into the show. Right before we start, I'm going to be talking about a lot of important information on these particular cats, and maybe even a few deaths. So, spoiler alert. Now let's actually start. Number 10, Crowfeather. Besides his superior attitude at the beginning of the second arc, he's one of my favorite characters. Judging from how he treated Feathertail and Leafpool, the cats he truly loved, there is more inside of him besides his ignorant and snarky attitude. I also found it astonishing that he cared for Leafpool, whom I will get to later, so much that he broke the warrior code and protected and encouraged her on. Number 9, Blue Star. In my opinion, Blue Star is one of the most honorable and courageous leaders in the whole series. Though she lost her trust in Starkland at one point, she came back to her senses and saved Fireheart's life, losing her last life enjoying Starkland. Without Blue Star, Firestar would never grow to be the strong leader that he was. Number 8, Sandstorm. Sandstorm is by far one of my favorite cats. She hated Firepaw at first for his kitty pet past, but soon warmed up to him and they became mates. After being devastated by Firestar's eventual death, she made the risky journey as an elder with Elderpaw in the apprentice's quest, resulting in her own death from infection. Before she joined Starkland, her spirit visited Elderpaw in a dream and stated that she would be happy to see her mate, Firestar, again, and then gave him the directions to the old Sky Clan camp. Number 7, Twig Branch. Twig Branch is one of my favorite characters because of her determination and loyalty. With her parents missing and her sister in a different clan, she always grew up lonely. When she found her father, Hawkwing, Twigpaw and her sister, Violetpaw, went to live in Sky Clan with him, but she never felt like she belonged in Sky Clan, even with her kin there. Right before she was made a Sky Clan warrior, she made the ultimate decision to go back to Thunder Clan, the place she thought she belonged. Even though she had already finished her training in both ThunderClan and SkyClan, she risked a lot, only to be put back in training, with most of the clan cats suspicious of her and Finpaw. They did get their warrior names, Twigbranch and Finleaf, and became true members of ThunderClan. Number 6. Cinderpelt. I really admire Cinderpelt. She had to give up her dream of being a warrior to follow the path of a medicine cat, and in turn, had to hide and release her love for her first mentor, Firestar. After Leafpool left the clan, Cinderpelt was devastated and prayed to Starclan, only to realize that she would join their ranks soon. During the badger attack, she died bravely protecting Sorreltail and her kits, and her spirit was reborn in Cinderkit, one of Sorreltail's four kits. After a fatal injury similar to the one that placed Cinderpelt in the medicine den, Cinderpaw recovered and became Cinderheart, a warrior, which let Cinderpelt achieve her lifetime dream before she joined the ranks of StarClan. Number 5, Jayfeather. Jayfeather is one of my favorite medicine cats. Even though he was blind, that didn't stop him from being an amazing medicine cat. He was one of the three, and had the powers to walk into dreams and understand other cats' emotions, which I thought was the coolest power out of them all. He has a rude attitude, but it also comes with a protective fierceness that he showed to his littermates, Hollyleaf and Lineblaze. Number 4, Firestar. In my opinion, Firestar is the bravest and most honorable cat in the whole Warrior Saga. He had kitty pet blood, but that didn't stop him from becoming the best leader in history. He gave all his 9 lives for the clan and defended it till his last breath. If I could compare Firestar to all the leaders in the Warrior's history, in my opinion, he would still be the best one. He led the clan through countless difficulties, such as the battle against Blood Clan, the Great Journey, the Badger Attack, multiple clan rivalries, and the Great Battle. I think I've run out of words to describe how great Firestar is, so on to the next cat. Number 3, Leafpool. I love how Leafpool officially shows how medicine cats can have feelings towards other cats, and how she really took that to the next level by leaving the clan with Crowfeather. She's one of the most, or if not the most, significant medicine cats of all time. She discovered the moon pool and was given a prophecy: before there is peace, blood will spill blood, and the river will run red. She is also the mother of Jayfeather, Hollyleaf, and Lionblaze, who are a few of my all-time favorite cats, and one of the mates of my 10th favorite cat, Crowfeather. Number 2, Squirrel Flight. I love Squirrel Flight's personality. She's sweet, caring, smart, but also the slightest bit annoying. Personally, I think that her personality really adds some character to the Warrior series. She's also bold and strong and seems like the type to risk everything for her clan, mostly because of her traumatic experiences. She was in an awkward relationship with Ashfur and Brambleclaw, and when Ashfur died and Brambleclaw forgave her for the lie she told in the third arc, he goes off and starts to love a kitty pet that he just met. Squirrel Flight deserves more than that. She also watches her father died and grieved for Brambleclaw when he died from sickness and refused to take his place. Number 1, Hollyleaf. Even though she lived a reasonably short lifespan, Hollyleaf is my all-time favorite cat. I honestly feel like she is sort of underrated. Even though she killed Ashfur, she is loyal to the Warrior Code, and most, if not all, of her decisions are influenced by it. At the beginning of the novella, Hollyleaf's story, she admits that she wished that she never told the truth about Leafpool and Crowfeather at the gathering, and that she sincerely thought that killing Ashfur was the only way to keep the Warrior Code safe. Like Squirrelflight, she's also gone through a lot of experiences, such as the fire with Ashfur, injuring her leg in the tunnels, and the Battle of the Dark Forest. I believe she died one of the most honorable deaths since she saved Ivypool from Hawkfrost during the Great Battle. There you have it. These are my top 10 favorite warrior cats in the whole series. Hope you enjoyed the podcast and stay tuned for more videos. Bye!